Welcome. In this lesson, we're building a KMC-style, design a hardcore-inspired lead in Ableton Live 12 for high-energy drum and bass hooks. I'll talk you through a practical, hands-on walkthrough using only Live 12 stock devices. By the end, you'll have a mono instrument rack with pitch bite attack, razor edge mids, gritty harmonic content and a wet, but controlled stereo tail, ready for short aggressive DNB hooks and fills. First, a quick overview of what you'll build. The instrument rack has three main chains, a wave-eatable core tonal layer, an operator FM metallic grit layer, and a noise snap transient layer. Inside the rack you'll create parallel clean and dirty chains so you can blend heavy distortion without trashing clarity. We'll add performance macros for cutoff, drive, amount, glide, pitch down and width. Finally, a small send/return palette with echo and a short plate-style reverb gives context and tails. Step 0, project prep. Create a new MIDI track and set your tempo to a DNB tempo. I usually start at 174 BPM. Make a simple 2-bar MIDI clip with a short motif or hook so you can audition changes as you build. Step 1, create the instrument rack shell. Drag an instrument rack to the MIDI track and open it. Create three chains and name them Core, FM Grit and Noise Snap. We'll enable key and chain zones later if you want to tune or zone the layers across different ranges. Step 2. Core tonal layer with wave-eatable. Drop wave-eatable into the core chain. For oscillator, select a saw or a PWM style wave-eatable, something like an analog saw. Position the wave-eatable slightly off-center, around 10 to 20%, to favor bright harmonic content. Set unison to 6 voices, detune between 0.08 and 0.12, and spread around 40 to 60% for that super saw width characteristic of KMC leads. Disable OSC-B or use it as a sub-sign down 2 octaves if you need a sub-body, but keep the main lead in OSC-A. Choose a low-pass style filter MG Low 24 or state variable LP works well. Set cutoff to start around 2 to 2.5 kHz and keep resonance very low. Now add the pitch bite. Use envelope 2 to modulate the oscillator pitch. Set the pitch envelope with 0 attack. Decay between 80 and 140 milliseconds, sustain at 0 and release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Pull the envelope amount down in semitones, try around minus 10 semitones as a starting point. This fast downward snap gives the lead its pitch bite. Set the amp envelope to very short attack, 5 milliseconds or less, decay 200 to 350 ms, sustain 30 to 50% and release 80 to 150 ms. Switch the synth to mono, enable legato and set glide between 40 and 120 milliseconds. Map a rack macro to glide for live control. Step 3. FM/metallic layer with operator on the FM grit chain. Load operator. Use a simple carrier sign or square on OSC and use OSC-B to frequency modulate A. Set B to a higher frequency ratio, between 2.5 and 4.0, and bring the FM amount up in the range that produces metallic overtones, typically around a medium amount. Shorten operator's amp envelope decay to 80 to 150 milliseconds to tighten the transient. Route the operator output through a small processing chain, saturator, frequency shifter, then an EQ8. On the saturator, give 4 to 8 dB of drive. Choose analog clip or soft clip. Use the frequency shifter for a very small shift, 0.1 to 1 Hz, and keep its dry/wet low, around 10 to 20%. That creates an harmonic grit. In EQ8, boost between 1.5 and 3.5 kHz by 2 to 4 dB for cutting presence. Balance the operator level relative to the core so it adds edge, but doesn't dominate. Start with it about 6 to 10 dB lower than the core. Step 4. Noise snap layer on the noise snap chain. Use simpler with a short white noise sample, or use Wave-Eatable's noise oscillator. Filter the noise with auto filter band pass or high pass with cutoff around 2.5 to 4 kHz and moderate resonance to emphasize presence. Give the noise a very quick amplitude envelope. Attack 0, decay 40 to 90 ms. Sustain 0 and release 60 to 120 ms. Add a transient EQ boost around 4 to 8 kHz to make the snap read on small speakers. Map the noise level to a rack macro called snap, so you can dial transient attack quickly for different hook moments. Step 5. Parallel clean and dirty chains inside the rack. Duplicate the output chain inside the instrument rack, so you have a clean chain and a dirty chain in parallel. In the dirty chain, insert saturator with drive between 6 and 12 dB and type set to analog clip. Then dynamic tube for extra nonlinear harmonics, followed by a subtle redux 8 to 12 bit with light downsampling and a short echo with low feedback and short delay time. Finish with an EQ8 to carve out any low buildup around 200 to 400 Hz, and add a high shelf boost around 3 to 5 kHz. On the clean chain, use a glue compressor with a fast attack and medium release to glue transients, and a gentle EQ boost, where the core sounds best, around 1 to 2 kHz. Create a rack macro called drive or grind and map the dirty chain volume and the saturator drive to that macro so you can blend grit on the fly. Step 6. Stereo and spatial shaping after the instrument rack. Add track effects to shape the leader in the mix. High pass at 120 to 160 Hz with EQ8, so the lead sits above the bass. Use multi-band dynamics to tighten the low mids and control the top end. Add a utility and set width to 100% by default, then map a macro to reduce width for focus when needed. For ambience, use a short echo and a short plate-style reverb on returns. Set the reverb pre-delay between 10 and 25 milliseconds and decay between 0.6 and 1.2 seconds. High pass the reverb send to prevent bass buildup. Keep reverb wet low on the insert. Prefer sends so tails stay parallel and controllable. Finish with gentle limiting or a glue compressor plus limiter to prevent clipping. Step 7. Performance macros and modulation. Map the rack macros like this. Cutoff should control Wavedibles filter cutoff and auto filter cutoff amounts. Drive slash grind should control the dirty chain volume and saturator drive. Snap controls the noise layer level and transient EQ gain. Glide maps to Wavedibles glide amount. Pitch drop maps to Wavedibles pitch envelope amount. Set it so you can trigger a short drop for accents. Width should control utility width. Optionally map a macro to a MIDI CC for hands-on performance or automate macros inside your clips for evolving hooks. Step 8. Hook integration and final tweak. Sequence a short 1/4 bar hook. Use short note lengths 25 to 150 milliseconds for stabs, or longer sustained notes for melodic leads. Add pitch slides for KMC-style movement with small pitch bend gestures, or clip automation for micro slides between plus or minus a few cents up to 200 cents. Time to the phrase hits. Sidechain the lead lightly to the kick. If it clashes, use a quick release so energy remains. Final EQ. Cut everything below 150 Hz, make a narrow dip between 300 and 600 Hz if it sounds boxy, and boost between 1.8 and 3.5 kHz for presence. For air, add a subtle boost between 8 and 12 kHz if needed. Common mistakes to watch for: don't overwiden the unison. Too much detune smears the attack and kills bite. Avoid dumping the whole signal into heavy distortion. Use the parallel cleaned and dirty chains so you can keep transients clear. Always high pass the lead above 120 to 160 Hz so it doesn't fight the bass. Don't overdo the pitch envelope. Start between minus 7 and minus 12 semitones. Use short reverb tails. Long reverb will bury the hook. And remember, mono mode plus legato is required for proper slides. Polyphony will break glide behavior. Pro tips: keep a short transient noise layer for percussive clarity on small speakers. Automate the dirty chain between sections so hooks and drops can be much dirtier than verses. For extra metallic bite, slightly detune an FM ratio with a tiny LFO map to operator B frequency. Small movements add machine-like character. Map glide to toggle between short staccato and long melodic slide for live performance. Use multiband dynamics to preserve upper harmonics without squashing transients. For sheen, add a subtle high-frequency saturated exciter, but be conservative. Mini practice exercise: create a 4-bar DNB hook with your new instrument. Bar 1. Two short stabs, quarter note plus offbeat eighth. Bar 2. A 2-note descending slide, legato, with your pitch drop macro automated to minus 10 semitones on the second note. Bar 3. One long sustained note with width reduced to 40% and drive turned down for contrast. Bar 4. Crank drive slash grind and snap for full grit, and send the final hit to the short plate reverb return. Save the rack as a preset and export a dry and a wet loop to compare mix placement. Recap: you've built a KMC style, design a hardcore-inspired lead in Ableton Live 12 for high-energy drum and bass hooks by layering a Wavedible core, operator FM grit, and a noise snap layer, using pitch envelopes, mono legato glide and controlled unison for bite and slides, and creating parallel clean and dirty processing inside an instrument rack with mapped macros. Sculpt the tone with EQ, saturator, frequency shifter, echo and short reverb returns, then use multiband dynamics and smart routing to keep the sound mix ready. Save your instrument rack as a preset and iterate small tweaks to envelop times. FM amount or drive will move the sound from good to unmistakably KMC style. That's it. Now open live, build the rack, and tweak until it hits just right.